Blog Talk Radio.
I get to have a vacation every once in a while, you know. Every once in a while, I get to have a vacation. And we're away with family here. Tomorrow's Easter, so everyone, happy Easter. It's also Passover, so happy Passover to all the Jewish folk out there listening. And I tell you, it's nice to be on location. I'm actually hiding out down the basement. That's right. I'm hiding out down the basement. Yes. nice quiet place, quiet area of the house. Yeah, so we're in the woods again, by the way, but these are a different type of woods. That's right, yeah. Scarier type of woods. Yeah, more things frolicking in these woods. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. It's great to be here with everybody. On our ninth year, this is the second show of the ninth year of me being on BIRN. I'm just totally excited about that. I'm just totally excited about that. And when it comes down to it, I plan on having more fun with these shows. I plan on bringing you people, sharing their stories with you, you know, so on and so forth. I think you're tired of listening to me speak every week. I don't know. Well, what do you think? Are you tired of me speaking for 2 hours? Are you tired of me speaking for 2 hours? Don't you want to hear somebody else? Well, maybe we'll give you somebody else. You know, maybe we'll have some good guests come on and, you know, have really good, awesome content for everybody, as always. And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day. It's Holy Saturday. That's right. Leading into Easter Sunday, which honestly should be the first day of the year, which should be, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, New Year's Day. This should be New Year's Eve, because it's when Jesus rises from the grave. That's right, when God rises from the grave. Jesus Christ has risen. That's right, and we're going to stay with you all the way to 12 a.m. tonight, and then we're going to say a little prayer, and we're going to praise God, because he will be already risen at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah. I'm excited about that. We're going to stay with you for the full 2 hours, and then we'll say our little prayer leading into Easter. And looking forward to that. Looking forward to that, you know. A long season of Lent, you know, long season of Lent. A lot of repentance, you know, a lot of forgiveness. A lot of getting rid of the old and bringing in the new, you know, and looking forward to focusing on my stuff, what I want to do with my life. You know, for many years, honestly, I've been focused on other people, other things, other groups, and everything they wanted me to do, you know. I mean, I wanted to do those things, but now I just want to move on and do my own thing, have time for my own thing, and build my own, one, business, two, podcast, three, radio show, and four, these wonderful websites that we're putting out there for everybody. I need time to work on all of that. You know, it's not like these people aren't my friends anymore. They are most certainly my friends. I just don't have time to do other things. I need to focus on my stuff and where I'm going and what I'm doing. You know, I'm 46 years old. I truly need to focus on what I want done with my journey in my life. And no, these people are not leaving my life. They are friends. They are awesome friends. But I just need to focus on other great things, you know, that I want to do. You know, it's time to focus on me. And these people will always be there. You know, they're always great friends. You know, I just don't have time for anything else. When I come back from vacation, we are going to put out the new radio show that I'm creating. BIRN will always be my Saturday show. I'm not leaving BIRN. BIRN will always be my Saturday show. I really enjoy being here on this great network. So I will be keeping this show. I have grown up with this show. There's a lot of things that I've learned on this network. Not only the shows that I put on, but all the other 20 hosts that we have on here. You know, so it's amazing to actually say I learned from the other 20 hosts. You know, the other 20 hosts that actually teach me something. You know, they may have not known that I was there listening to their show. Sometimes I'm just there listening and I'm not in the chat room. And they have really great shows here. And everybody should want to come and listen to these 20 great hosts that we have here on this network, including myself. Every day, every week, we have a show on this channel. I urge you to come and listen. You'll learn something. You'll be inspired. You'll be motivated. You'll be empowered to listen to a lot of these people do their shows. I mean, everybody's got a different show on here. You know, everybody's got a different type of show. So, you know, it's a different type of show for different type of genres, for different types of people. You know, so when it comes down to it, I urge you to please come and listen to the other 20 great hosts that we have here on this great network. Okay? But yes, I am creating my own network, which will also be on Blog Talk Radio, 5 days a week. So it will lead into my BIRN show, which is always going to be on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on, that's right, Brain Injury Radio Network. That's right. So when it comes down to it, yeah, I need to focus on me, you know. I surrounded myself with great people, and now I have to focus on me. And these great people will always still be around me. I just need to focus on me, okay? And I'm going to be very busy these next couple of months. You know, I'm also building a garden outside in my backyard and in my front yard. You know, so when I get home, I got to continue with that project. And tonight we're going to talk about something very important, which we may spread out into other shows, survival, and what we need to do for survival in this country, okay? Because this is important for everybody, including the people that have ailments, that have brain injuries, that have chronic pain, that have autoimmune diseases. And this is very important for all of you, everybody listening. Survival tips. I'm building a garden in the back. I'm going to grow my own food. I'm going to live off the land, as you might say. That's right. I'm getting ready to live off the land. I hope you are. Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it for sure. You know, so I got a lot of projects going on here. I'm also the caregiver to my dad. You know, he's got a lot of ailments. He's got a lot of things going on. And I'm also a patient. Right. So I'm not only a caregiver, but I'm also a patient. Right. So there's just a lot going on in my life. There's just a lot going on in my life. And honestly, I don't want to make anybody feel bad, make anybody feel guilty, you know, make anybody, you know, oh, he said he was going to do this and then he didn't do it, you know, so it's better off I do my own thing right now. And then we'll get back to the extracurricular activities, maybe, you know. But right now I need to focus on me, my family, my projects. And it's not to shun anybody away. It's not to say anybody, go away, I don't want you here. No, I want everybody in my circle to surround me and respect me for what I want to do. And support me, you know, like I will continue to support them. You know, I'll continue to support their shows, you know, and so on and so forth. I just don't have time for any really, truly, any extracurricular activities, you know. Social media will be limited at this point in time. I will still be on social media, but limited. You will see me on Twitter, on all networks, but I will be limited for a long period of time until I get everything rolling. Because one thing that social media is an addiction. Social media could be an addiction, and we can all get addicted to it. And honestly, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing because then you don't put your mind to anything else. Your mind is always on social media. What am I missing? What am I missing today? Let me go and look. You know, who's fighting with who? What's the drama today? You know, I mean, like, you know, gets old after a while. You know, so when it comes down to it, you know, social media will be more limited for me, you know, but I'll still be doing my lives when I come home. I'll still be doing, you know, my posts, you know, and so on and so forth on various social media mediums, you know. But as I said, you know, extracurricular activities are just going to have to wait, okay, because these websites, they got to get out. There's a lot of different websites that I'm working on, a lot of different ideas. Want to get those out. I'm also working on a new book. That's right. I'm also working on a new book. You know, so when it comes down to it, you know, there's a lot going on right now. I have a lot of dreams and goals, which may not meet up with other people's dreams and goals, but that doesn't mean I don't like them. That means, you know, I like them. It's just time to move forward and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Do my thing. And focus on what I need to do, you know. And this is not a me thing. It's just for many years I've been focused too much on other people and other people's things and, you know, things that I wanted to do in the past that I really don't have time for now, you know. And that's fine. I mean, like, you know, there will be another time where I want to collaborate with people, bring people in. Hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? Yeah, I'll be a part of that. Yeah. Okay, when everything is out, you know, when everything is, you know, the way I want it and so on and so forth, you know, then I'll get back to my extracurricular activities. And then I'll get back to everything that I was doing, you know, and get back with those people again and, you know, rekindle the relationships that I have now and still, you know, focus on friendships, you know. So when it comes down to it, yeah, everybody will still be getting a happy Easter message from me. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm just focusing on my things, focusing on my life and my legacy. You know, and what I'm going to leave behind for people to remember me by, you know. So it's nothing against other people. It is now time to move forth and move forward with what I want to do. And I really honestly never focused on myself like I'm going to focus on myself when I get home from this vacation. You know, and you should respect me for that. You know, and you know, should look, oh man, I respect that guy for that. Yeah, that's what you should do, you know. It's not about shunning anybody. It's just about focusing and refocusing on legacy. And, you know, because I'm 46, right? So I want to be building these things and getting these things out there to help people, you know. You know, you don't realize that time flies and time goes by so quickly. And, I tell you, you don't even realize how time flies, you know, a lot of the times. And then you look up and it's the next year already. And like, oh my God, we're almost to the fifth month of the new year, right? It's not even the new year anymore, you know. And it's just crazy to think how time flies, you know. And I just get more and more frustrated with myself that I'm not focusing on my dreams and goals and my ideas in my brain, you know. So I don't want to be frustrated with that anymore, you know, so I'm going to be focusing on those ideas, those goals, you know, and so on and so forth that I want to achieve that will be good for everybody and good for all of my friends. Yeah, everybody will get something out of what I'm putting out. Okay, so it's not just for me, it's for people that follow me for years as an advocate, all the JGF members, you know, all the different, you know, political affiliations and, you know, whatever it is, you know, that I'm focused on. You know, it's amazing how many people flock, you know, to the websites and flock when they know that I'm working on them, when they know I'm, you know, building something for them, not for me, for them. You know, I'm building something for them. Okay, it's not for me, okay? So when I say I want to focus on what I want to do, it's to focus on building these websites for the people that will get something out of them. You know, just like BIRN built itself up, right? From the very beginning till now, we got 20 hosts, you know? So when it comes down to it, we have to understand that we grow and things grow and businesses grow and nonprofits grow. And everything grows with evolution and with change. And that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. You know, this station grew from the very beginning. You know, this station's been around longer than me. You know, and when it comes down to it, I learned a lot. So when I say I want to build these websites, it's not for me. It's for everybody that will get something out of it. It's for you more than it is for me. Okay, it's an accomplished goal for me, but everything on that website will assist you. You understand? That's the goal. The goal for me is to assist you, to educate you, to teach you. I don't have to teach myself. I know this stuff. You know, so when it comes down to it, we have to focus on getting those websites out for you. And that will be an accomplished goal for me, but it will be out there for you to get everything and gain everything from it. So I just want you to understand that whatever I build is for the people. So if I build a radio show, that radio show is for the people. I want to know what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what you want me to talk about. You know, so that's important to me, that feedback from the people that follow me, from the people that are friends with me. The feedback is very important to me because what I do, okay, is for you. Everything that I do is for you, okay? I don't do this radio show for me. I do it for the listeners. I do it for the people that listen religiously every Saturday night. And that's why I love this show so much, because I have so many people that come back and listen to my show. I have the same amount of people in the room that I have every Saturday. That's right. Every Saturday, I see you guys there waiting for me. When I don't do a show, you get the best of Joey Giggles, right? So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand, you know, moving on to bigger and better things, but holding on to the same friends. Okay? Building new things and educating new people. You know, and that's the most important thing to me, is that somebody gets something out of what I'm doing. know, if nobody was joining what I was doing or nobody was listening to what I was doing, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself for 2 hours, you know. So, you know, I think it's important to understand what I do is for you. Everything I do is for you. It's not for me. It makes me feel good that I'm helping people. It's also an accomplished goal for me, but that's about it for me. You know, I want the feedback from you. That's the most important thing to me. What do you want to hear more of? What topics do you want? Do you want guests? Do you want co-hosts? You know, I don't know what you want. You have to, you know, obviously talk to me about it or email me about it or find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter, you know, find me on TikTok, find me all over the place, right? So when it comes down to it, you find me, hey, Joe, you should do this on your show. I'll be on your show. Great. If somebody wants to be on my show, that's a good thing too. I'd love to hear your story. You know, like I always say on all these shows, so important to tell your story. How many times did I say that on this show? How many times did I tell you that on this show? I hope people listen. Hope people got the message on that. Tell your story because it's powerful, right? Tell your story because it's powerful. That's right. And it's unique. It's unique to everybody else. It's unique. Understand that. Uniqueness is what it's about. We are all unique, and our stories count because they are unique. We all have our own story, which is different than every other person's story. Maybe similar in some respects, but no story is the same. We could all write our own biography if we wanted to. We could all write our own biography if we wanted to, folks. I'm trying to push that. Write your own biography, you know? You know, even if you are a regular, everyday citizen, tell your story. Write your biography. It don't matter. Somebody will resonate with your story. Somebody will resonate with your story. Whether it's one or 100 or 1,000 people will resonate with your story. And you will get feedback. So it's time to tell my story, and I'm going to tell my story through creation. I'm going to tell my story through writing books. I'm going to tell my story, you know, about chronic pain, you know. I think everybody will get something out of that. So, yes. For many years, it was focus on organization. I focused on organization. I focused on cleaning up my home. You know, I donated so much stuff. Last year, we donated almost every month we donated something. And then after Christmas, we donated like, we had like 12 bags of stuff. We had bins of shit out there. It was amazing how much stuff we donated. But we donated it to the veterans, right? I think it's very important to donate to people that are going to use the donations wisely. And I will tell you that I always donate to the veterans because I know they're going to use my donations wisely. Whether veterans wear my clothes that I used to have or veterans use, you know, my old headphones that I donated, that's good. That's good. You know, out with the old and in with the new, right? But it's a less cluttered house. And that's what I like, a less cluttered house. That's right. I'm not all about the clutter, you know. And whenever I see something cluttering up my house, I have to look and see what the hell it is. If it, we're not using it, it goes the hell out. It goes out. I don't have time for clutter in my home anymore. I learned to donate or throw out clutter. So for the past 4 years, 5 years, it was organization. It was getting rid of the clutter. Now it's focusing on myself the next couple of years, you know. I focused on losing weight, and guess what? I've lost a lot of weight. 235, I was 235. I'm down to 219. Yeah, because I'm focusing on weight loss. I'm focusing on health. I got to get back to focusing on health and going back to the doctor after this period of COVID that we've had. You know, got to get back to the doctors again. You know, I've been staying away from the doctors, or I've been seeing my doctors on the phone, doing phone appointments. But New York is a different state to every other state. We still have mandates here. Yeah, we're living in socialism, folks. It's all right. You know, send me your sympathies. It's okay. Oh, man, I tell you. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to understand that, you know, like I said, this will never be a political show. You may hear some current events. You may hear some terms used in politics on this show. That doesn't mean we're one way or the other on this show. We try to keep it even keel on this show, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. And it's really to, you know, not trigger people, not get people angry. We want people to listen to the show, right? We want people to listen and learn and get educated. You know, we don't want to trigger off people and they don't come back and listen to the show, you know? So the goal is to try to stay even keel on this show. And, you know, it's important to understand that chronic pain and TBIs and ABIs, you know, I mean, are universal, right? It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are. You know, it's pretty much universal. People of all colors, of all creeds, of all backgrounds get chronic pain, autoimmune disease, you know, so it doesn't matter. You know, it affects everyone, you know, old, children, you know, middle-aged people. You know, so when it comes down to it, you know, chronic pain, you know, doesn't discriminate, you know, and neither does autoimmune disease or TBIs or ABIs. They don't discriminate, you know. They affect all different types of people of all different walks of life. And that's why we try to keep this show even keel, you know. But you will hear me talk about different things that are very important to this country, okay, on this show. One is survival. I mean, we're in a time, ladies and gentlemen, where we have to start thinking about survival. Gas prices are high. Food prices are high. Meat prices are high. The supply doesn't meet the demand anymore, and people go to the store, and they're looking for something, and they can't find it anymore. Okay? This is gradually getting worse. Supposedly, this is going to be a really hot summer. You know? I don't want to see people dropping like flies because they can't get food in their home. Okay, so it's important and imperative to understand survival. What's the three most important things that you need to live? Shelter, water. Money is not even on that list. Money is not even on that list because soon money will be worthless. Get ready for that one. You know, but when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand what you need to live. You need shelter, food, and water. Those are the three most important things. Oh, and what about air? Everybody needs air, right? And you need to make sure you're breathing good air, right? But when it's hot, right, when it's hot out, and say, ooh, there's a blackout, right? Well, what are you going to do? There's no AC, so what are you going to do, fry in the house? Die of heat exhaustion? Well, get yourself a portable AC. There are portable ACs. There are battery-operated ACs. Go look it up. You got to make sure you're buying the thing so you can live comfortably in a situation that's not so good. And a lot of people are like, nah, we're not going to do that. We're just moving on with life. Yeah, okay. All right. And then when things happen in the summertime, holy shit, that guy was right. I should have got that portable AC. Too late. Too late. That's right. You're going to be sweating your balls off. That ain't going to be my problem. That won't be my problem. That's right. That's right. But another important thing is make sure you're stocked up. Make sure you got food. Make sure you got bottled water. Make sure you got little bottles of water. You know, we go to Costco. We picked up the 40-pack for $3.99. Okay, that went up from $2.99. So go get them now. Okay, and always have an extra thing on hand. Okay, get there, buy your paper goods, buy your toilet paper, buy your wipes, buy your tissues. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to buy your paper goods now. We're stocked up the gazoo downstairs. And we are going to buy so much more water for this house. You got to be stocked up. You got to be ready for something to happen. Even if you think something isn't going to happen, get ready for something to happen. Okay? Get in the mindset of survival. Care about your kids. Care about your families. You know? It's not even about you anymore. It's about your kids. Care about your kids, right? You know, if they don't have the proper food, the proper air, if they don't have shelter, if they don't have water, guess what? They're going to die. You want them to die? No, nobody wants their kid to die. Okay, so what do you need to do? Make sure they have those three things, shelter, food, water, and air. Okay, we'll add air into that, good air, good, cool, or hot air. Okay, in the wintertime, you're going to need a heater. If there's a blackout in the wintertime and it's 10 below zero and you don't have a heater, yeah, a battery-operated heater, you're probably going to die of hypothermia in your own home. Okay, so it's important and imperative to understand that you need these things to survive. If you want to live, you have to do these things. People don't think like this, and a lot of people don't think like this. Who was this guy talking about this? Well, look at what's happening in our country right now. Look at what's happening in the world right now. Anything could happen at any point, and you need to protect your family and your children. Wake up, men especially. Hello, men especially. You have to protect your family. You have to protect your wife and your kids, okay, and whoever else is there. If it's an old grandma or grandpa or extended family members, yeah, you got to protect all of these people. Okay, so when it comes down to it, it's not really about you. It's about everybody around you at that point. You want everybody around you to live? Well, you better do the right thing. Survival of the fittest. If you don't take the knowledge, you'll be one of those people that are going to be pretty stressed out that you can't go to the store and buy your food and buy your toilet paper, you know? People were buying toilet paper at the freaking gazoo with COVID. Man, I'll tell you. It's like people were having the shit 6 times a day. My God. Fear. I tell you. Do a number on your intestines. It's the truth. That's why you need faith over fear. Right? You need faith over fear. The more faith you have, the less shitting you're going to be doing. That's right. You'll be helping your intestines. That's right. You'll also be helping your brain, and you'll be helping basically every organ in your body when you're not stressing yourself out with the fear. So you need to be ready. Suggestion is that you grow your own food in your backyard, in your front yard. That's what I'm going to be doing. Growing my own food and living off the land. You know, and I'm not even in the Midwest living off the land. I will be living in New York living off the land. That's right. When did you ever hear of somebody in New York living off the land? Isn't that amazing? I'm going to be doing it, you know, and I'm going to be documenting it. That's right. On my blog. That's right. Get ready. I'm going to be documenting all of this stuff. As long as I'm living, you're going to be seeing blog posts. That's right. When you stop seeing blog posts and lives and videos, you got to start to wonder that. You got to, where'd this guy go? You know? Where'd he go? Is he still living? You know? Yeah, then you have to wonder when everything stops. Yeah, and by the way, you won't be able to use your cell phones and you won't be able to use your computers and your televisions. Oh, it'll be very boring. That's right, folks. You got to find something to do. Yeah, don't give me it's boring. Find something to do. That's right. There is always something to do. Always something to do. You know, during COVID, at least you had your TVs, you had your computers, you had your cell phones, so you were entertained, right? You were entertained. Yeah, what if the grid goes down? What if the grid goes down? And there's nothing. And there's no electricity. It's pitch dark at night. What are you going to do? Well, you need candles, number one. You should all huddle up in one room, too. You know, be in one room together. You know, it's important to grow your food. I think, you know, living off the land is going to be very big for a lot of people. And guess what? You live in an apartment, you don't need the land. That's right. Guess what? There's ways to have a raised garden, to put it right on the terrace of your apartment, put dirt in there, and grow your plants. That's right, grow your herbs and grow your vegetables and your fruits. That's right. So there's no excuse for somebody that lives in a high-rise apartment building. There's no reason for anybody to starve. Okay, there's no reason for anyone to starve. You have all the keys. You have all the tools that I'm giving you right here. If you don't take the tools, maybe you will starve. And guess what? I can't help you. There's no phone communication, you know. There won't be communication. You would have to get your own CB radio, you know. And that's it. That's the way of communication. When phones go down, when computers go down, when TVs go down, when basically everything goes down. That's right. Mm-hmm. If you have an electric stove, you can't use it. If you have an electric microwave, you can't use it. That's right. You have to think about these things, folks. Yeah, we're going to be living like cavemen and women now. That's right, living off the land. Get ready. What's this guy talking about? Well, you'll see what I'm talking about, you know. Especially all you people that are making nice money right now. Yeah, you're going to be living off the land, too. That's right. Get ready. Because everything will stop. Businesses will stop. Everything will stop. Everything. You can't fly anywhere because there's no electronics. Right? You're stuck where you are. Can't buy anything because all the credit card machines will be down. So there'll be no going to stores. And the stores won't even be open because they can't, you know, transact anything without a computer. Everything is computers. Everything is electronic. Even cars are going electricity, right? Oh, man. Oh, man. If you have an electric car, yeah, you're stuck. Yeah, that's right. Well, I won't be buying gas either. It'd be tough to buy gas because, yeah, the machine won't work to pump the gas. So you'll be out of luck even with a oil car or a gas car, you know. Oh, my God. It's truly going back to primitive times. Are you ready? A lot of you aren't. A lot of you like, oh, I'm not listening to this guy tonight. I love his show, but not tonight. I love his show, but I got to go. I can't listen to this. This is not going to happen. Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. That's all I'm going to say to that. But if it does happen and I am right, okay, I might be wrong. Could be wrong. I would like to be wrong. Okay, I would really like to be wrong. And the garden, I would say, oh, that's a big waste of time. But no, it's really not a waste of time because we'll save some money, right? But I don't think I'm wrong. There's a lot of things pointing in a not-so-good direction. But, you know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, there's always the survival instinct. And for some of you, that hasn't kicked in yet. I'm trying to get it kicked in. I'm trying to get you to listen. I'm trying to get you to understand that, you know, this is a time for survival. You know, with gas prices high and all the food prices high and lack of supply for demand, it's time. It's time to start using your survival instinct. So I'm trying to, you know, jar that survival instinct in you people. That's right. You know, it's very, very important to plant and live off the land during this period of time that I'm talking about. Because it's not going to be just like an hour or two or a day or two. It's going to be a while, folks. It's going to be a while. It's not funny either. But I'm laughing because people don't listen. And no matter what you say to them, their survival instinct will not kick in until it actually happens and be like, holy shit, that guy was right, but Amazon's closed. You know? I mean, like, yeah. Right? You won't be able to order anything off of Amazon. That's right. No more Amazon. That's right. You know, all these businesses, they're going to take big hits. Yeah, so we got to think about these things. We have to start thinking about these things. No matter where you stand, You have to start thinking about these things. And if you don't, it's your own fault. I could only do so much. I could only teach and educate so much. If you don't listen, if you don't take the tools, if on the day that the grid goes down, and the food shortages started, be like, oh, that guy was right. It's too late. That's why I'm trying to jar you right now. I don't want to see people dropping dead like flies. I want to see people living. Live. I like life. Not death. Death is a part of life, but I like living more. So why am I teaching about this, and why will I talk about this for the next few weeks? Because it's important. And if you don't want to listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to be pumping it into your brain. I mean, we talk about other things too, not just survival, but we will be talking about it, especially new things that I come up with, you know, that could help you along the way. Oh, yes. Always remember to keep your medicine chest full during survival time. That's right. Make sure you got things for allergies, things for headaches, you know, things for everyday colds, whatever it is, right? Because there's no going to the store and saying, I got to buy some Benadryl. My allergies are killing me. Well, no, too bad. You got to suffer. You don't want to suffer with allergies or any cold or anything like that. So it's important to keep your medicine chest full. It's important to get refills on your medications if you need refills. Or if you have refills, get the refills. Always important to have more medication than less medication on hand because you don't know how long the emergency is going to last. What if the emergency lasts 2 years? Do you have enough for 2 years? Because you won't be able to get medication. You know, you just can't call in a refill and go pick it up at the pharmacy, you know, especially if it's a national emergency and military is in the street. They're going to ask, why are you out of the house? Yeah. They're basically told to shoot anyone on site that comes out of their house. So, yeah, are you going to venture out of your house and see what they do? Yeah, I wouldn't test that if I were you. Your backyard is a different story. That's your backyard. Okay? Your backyard is different than the front yard. So you'll probably see me more in the backyard during that period of time. Yes. Make sure you got enough garbage bags. You don't want garbage all over the place. Good time to clean the house. Good time to paint the house. Good time to do home improvement projects that you always wanted to do, but you had no time. You don't have to worry about anything because there's nothing going on. That's right. There won't be anything to worry about. Hey, you won't be able to go to the bank and get your money. Holy shit, I can't get my money. Guess what? That money's probably going to be worthless soon, like I said. Money is the opposite of kryptonite. For us humans, you know what I'm saying? Money is the opposite of kryptonite. You know, kryptonite kills Superman, but money makes us stronger, right? Oh, man. Money gives us stature. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, back in the day, it was bartering, right? We didn't worry about money because everybody bartered. Everybody, basically said, hey, I got this talent, so I will barter this talent to you. Could you barter your talent to me? Man, I tell you. You know what? I'll give you this chicken for 2 stones. I want those 2 stones over there. I'll give you this chicken for the 2 stones. Okay. Bartering chickens, bartering animals, bartering things for other things. Right? I like the barter system. Think about it. You got more done with the barter system than you, honestly. Because the people that have no money really can't do anything. That's right. You know? They just have enough money to pay what they got to pay and then maybe go have a little fun. You know, maybe have a go a little fun. You know, have one day of fun during a whole month. You know, and then pay bills the next month. And then one day of fun, and that's it. You know? But with bartering, honestly, everybody was on an even keel. Think about it. Think about it. Bartering, everybody was more on an even keel. There was no classes. There was no how much money do you make. There was no, well, this person is higher than this person because they make more money. There was none of that. The barter system kept everybody at an even keel. Everybody was a human being when it came to bartering. I'm like the best barterer. I tell you. I sell my attributes and my talents with the best of them. And I get other people's talents because I sell mine. Honestly, if people sold talents, people would be more on an even keel bartering talents. You know, but it's important to make sure before the banks go down, you do get your money. And you do have some money in your hand, just in case. But really, during this period of time, money will do absolutely nothing for you because you really can't buy anything. You can't do anything with the money. There's no clubs open, no bars open. You know, there's none of that. There's nothing you can do with your money. There's no movie theater open, okay? You're not going to be doing anything with the money that you have. But you might feel safe taking your money out of the bank during a time where you won't be able to go to the bank and get your money out if you need it. So think about that, too. Taking your money out before the grid goes down, you know, before the shortages start. You know, when you stop seeing milk in your supermarket, when you stop seeing eggs in your supermarket, when you stop seeing juice, all the things you usually see all stocked up, when you stop seeing that stuff, yeah, it's time to start survival. Meat will be too high to buy. Meat will be astronomical, even worse than now. $40 for a steak. Depends on the steak. If you get a 16-ounce steak, it could be $60. $60 for a steak, which you're going to eat in like 15 minutes. Think about it. You're going to cook that steak on the barbecue, take you 15 minutes to eat it, and you spend $60. Think about it. That steak better have gold pellets in it. Oh, man. But this is all stuff that you should be doing now. If you didn't start a farmer's market, guess what? Start one. You can make money that way. Farmer's market. Grow your vegetables and sell it on the street. Holy shit. Well, if the military's out there, I wouldn't be out there. Hell no. But if the military's not out there, get out there and sell your fruits and vegetables. You know, start a little farmer's market out in front of your house. Like I said, if the military is not there, if it's not a period of martial law along with all that other stuff, we're going to see a lot of things in our lifetime which other generations have never seen. Just letting you know, folks. Yeah. Good old Generation X. Yep, it has to be Generation X to save the day, I guess. Oh, man, I tell you. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to understand that you must build a network or live around people that are like-minded to you. Survivalists. Live around other survivalists. You know, live around people who have your political persuasion. You know, live around people that have like minds to you. Or create a network in your neighborhood if you can't move. So in my case, I live in New York, right? So I have to build a network, right? I have to build a network, okay? And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a network of people in my neighborhood, people that I know already, people that know me, know I'm a good guy. No, they're good people, and we are going to network, and we're going to be good friends. We're going to be very good friends during this time. That's right. We're all going to work through this together. That's right. That's right. It's great to have a group of people to work through things with than just be an individual. Because other people might have other things that you don't have in your house, right? So if you had build a network, you could ask those people, you know, who are survivalists, hey, do you have this in your house? Hey, guess what? I'll barter you this. I'll give you this. Hey, what do you need? I would actually ask them, what would you need or what do you need that you don't have? And if it's something I have in my house, okay, I will barter you this if you give me that. We'll go back to the barter system, baby. That's right. That's right. I can barter with the best of them. And I won't even take out a dollar, damn. I won't even take out a dollar. And I can barter with the best of them. Hey, I'll give you this if you can give me that. You know? I'll give you this hammer if you can give me your saw. I got to saw that thing in the back, you know. Now, it depends. I'll say, hey, can I use your saw for an hour? I'll give you my hammer for an hour. Go and use it. I know you need it. Right? Or we can barter food if they don't have, if we're growing food in the back, right? And, you know, they weren't that smart to grow food in the back. We can barter food. Food we can barter. That's right. Probably one of the best things to barter is either food or water. That's right. Hey, I got this jug of water right here. You know, can I have some apples? Do you have any apples on hand? Right? Yeah, I got plenty of apples. You need apples? I'm growing apples in the back. He'll be like, you're growing apples in the back? Hell yeah, we got like a forest back there. Oh, man, I tell you. But, you know, that's the way it goes, right? That's the way it goes. You actually go back to primitive times. Well, I plan on growing a forest back there, you know. You know, I don't care. You know, I want to survive. I want to live. I want to live to like I'm 100 years old. I have a goal, baby, to live past 100. That's right. So, yeah, I like to reach all my goals. Hopefully I'll reach that one. We're growing a forest in the back to survive. That's right. I'll be bartering that shit off. Man, I'll be bartering that shit off back there. That's right. Yeah, I got some peppers. You guys want peppers? We got all kinds of peppers. Bell peppers, cayenne peppers. My God, I burned my ass. But it's true. And cayenne peppers are so good for your health. So good for your health, cayenne peppers. I drink that straight up in tea, by the way. I drink that stuff, that cayenne pepper, I drink it straight down, baby. That's right, straight down the gullet. That's right. And it's good. It's really good. It's very healthy for your heart and for your arteries. That's right. Yeah, I'll be growing frickin' melons out there. Frickin' melons, that's right. All kinds of melons, fucking honeydew, cantaloupe. Oh, yeah, we're going to be growing everything out there. You got to get out there and do this stuff for yourself and your family. Come on, people. Think about you and your family. Seriously, more your family than yourself. More your family than yourself. That's right, because it's not about you when you're thinking about survival. The people that are going to outlast you, your kids, or middle-aged people in your family, or your cousins that are middle-aged. Remember, it's not about you. You're not doing these things just for you. You're doing it for everybody around you, too. So my dad will be eating those cantaloupes. My dad will be eating those apples. Yeah, because guess what? We're going to turn into vegans. We're going to have to. We're going to turn into freaking vegans because there's going to be, you know, meat's going to be $100. We're not going to have the money for it. And we won't be able to go to the store to buy it. So whatever is in the house is what we're going to have left, right? So if we're going to buy meat, we're going to buy meat now. We're going to freeze it. That's right. Make sure you freeze your meat. Anything that you can freeze, freeze it. And make sure you get extra of it, especially if you like it, right? If you like it, you want to get extra of it. That's important. And remember, tomorrow is Easter, right? We're almost there, by the way. We're almost there. 50 minutes to Easter. Okay. Tomorrow's Easter. Let's not forget, Jesus will rise from the grave. Okay. Everybody during their lives, during their human lives, survives in some way. Jesus had to survive, right? Jesus survived off the land. That's right. So when it comes down to it, you know, Jesus rising from the grave was for our sins, not for his, for ours. He rose from the grave for our sins. to forgive our sins. Just like a father should get started on the garden in the back for his family and his kids. Right? So Jesus rose from the grave to forgive our sins. And good old dad, or myself in this case, will grow food for a fucking army. That's right. And it won't be for me, all for me, you know. It'll be for basically anybody that needs it and wants it, you know. And again, if I do the farmer's market outside. And have you ever seen a farmer's market in New York City? I don't think so. I don't think anybody has seen a farmer's market in New York City. But, hey, you might see your first one. Hey, I might make a fortune. Who knows? From my forest in the back. You know, I might have a money tree back there, too. Grow some money, grow some 50s and 100s falling off the tree in the back. We'll grow a money tree. Imagine there was a money tree. Man, I would love to grow that. Man, I would love the seeds for a money tree, right? But that it don't work like that. It don't work like that. Even though the paper that money is made from is from a tree. Think about that. The money that you have in your pocket is made from a tree. That's right. It's a piece of paper from a tree. Think about that. What if we didn't have any more trees? Well, we would probably drop dead because, you know, trees let off oxygen, which we need to live, right? And without trees, oh boy, we would have a problem breathing, you know? Trees let off oxygen. We let off carbon dioxide, which trees love. That's right. Trees take in carbon dioxide and send out oxygen. And we send out carbon dioxide, and we take in their oxygen. That's how we live. That's right. That's how life thrives. That's right. Man, I tell you. But, you know, when it comes down to it, guys, got to start thinking about survival. Jesus was always thinking about survival. Jesus committed a lot of these miracles. Miracles. When he knew there was a lack of. And the thing that comes to mind is the fishes and the loaves at the wedding at Cana, when they didn't have enough fish and enough loaves. And Jesus comes in and creates more loaves and creates more fish for people to eat. Oh, is that survival instinct? Oh, yes, it is. And he created more fish and loaves for people to eat. And what if Jesus wasn't there? People were going to starve at this wedding. So will Jesus show up in your life when you have a survival situation? Most likely he will if you let him. If you allow Jesus into your heart and into your soul and into your brain, guess what? Jesus will thrive for you. Jesus will do the same thing for you. Through your brain, through your heart, and through your soul. He will work through you to boost your survival instinct. So in about 40 minutes, Jesus is going to rise from the grave for our sins. Let me say that one more time. For our sins, for our sins, to forgive our sins. He was hung up on that cross to suffer. Do you realize how much suffering he did on that cross to forgive our sins? And that's why we suffer in life too. Because Jesus had to suffer. And all of us with diseases, don't we suffer every day? Yeah, we do. All of us with pain, don't we suffer every day? We sure do. It's not like Jesus suffered on the cross to forgive our sins. You were basically put on that cross to starve. No water. Keep this in mind. Starving, no food, no water, being rained on every night, pitch dark, on the top of a hill, with your arms out, and your feet bound together with one nail, and your arms out. Imagine the suffering of you trying to hold up your body, three nails. There's only so much one can do. There's only so much a body can take. So realize that he suffered immensely on that cross to forgive our sins, not his, our sins, our sins. And he basically did nothing wrong but say he was the Savior and say he was the Lord. And people wanted him to do one final miracle and get himself off the cross, but he suffered there and he died. He didn't do the miracle because he knew he had to rise from the grave to forgive our sins. That was his goal. But yet he committed so many miracles in his life, and he couldn't get himself down off that cross because he didn't want to. That wasn't part of the plan. It wasn't part of the plan. He had to forgive our sins. Well, the only way to forgive our sins was to die. And remember, Jesus was human form and spiritual form. Right? So, again, it's three persons and one God. Three persons and one God. The Trinity. So he had both a human, which he still has a human side, and a spiritual side, a soul side, three persons and one God. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about the story of Jesus and how selfless he was. To die for our sins. If he was selfish, he would have created a miracle and got himself down off of the cross. And that's what the people wanted him to do, because all the other miracles, and because he called himself the Savior and the Lord. And they didn't believe him. He did nothing wrong. The two men beside him were crooks. They were people that stole things from people. who did bad things to people. Jesus didn't do nothing to nobody. The people just wanted him to prove the point that he was the Savior. So guess what? He proved them all wrong when he rose from the grave. And he pushed the big boulder out of the way, and he walked out of the tomb. He proved them all wrong because he died, and he rose from the grave 3 days later. This should be New Year's Eve. And tomorrow, which is in about 38 minutes, should be New Year's Day. But of course, man made the calendar. This should be 14 months. The clock is man-made. So is there any such thing as time? Is there any such thing as days? The calendar is man-made. It should be 14 months. And the start of the calendar should start on Easter, when Jesus rises from the grave. Why January 1st? I have no idea. But again, the calendar was man-made, right? So if you go to September, September is 7. October is 8. November is 9. December is 10. January should be the 11th month. February should be the 12th. March should be the 13th. There's one missing month. Go look it up. Think I'm going crazy? Think I should be in a psychiatric center? Go look it up. And that's why they want to get rid of daylight savings time. Because there's no reason to have it. Actually, daylight savings time, and when they take away that extra hour that you get, and when it gets darker out, yeah, it causes a lot of depression. It's called seasonal depression. A lot of people actually commit suicide because of it. They want to eliminate that. I think they already have. I think they voted in that bill already. So starting in November, we'll see what happens. Yeah, everywhere in this country won't have daylight savings time anymore. Well, we would choose between the loss of hour or daylight savings time. I personally would hope that they do daylight savings time because it basically means that, you basically keep that hour and it's more light rather than dark. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. But we got to start thinking about survival. And we have to think about Jesus' suffering and how we suffer. But why are we here? We're here to educate other people through our suffering, right? And if we're not educating anybody, we're not doing our job, right? Chronic pain people, autoimmune disease people, TBI people, ABI people, autism people, MS people, DCRPS people, right? If we're not educating, we're not doing our job. God left us here to suffer, to educate others. Just like he himself sent his son down to suffer, to die for our sins. You understand the correlation? Do you understand the correlation? We are here to suffer to educate the masses on our diseases. And Jesus was sent to be human, to die for us, to forgive our sins. We'll be doing God's work by educating others. Anybody with an ailment, anybody with a disability, anybody with a disease should be educated. If you're suffering, you should be educated. That's why God left us here. God left us here to suffer, to teach others, to teach the masses, educate the masses. So important. Oh, this water is so good. Yeah, so I'm on location doing these shows for the next few weeks, probably the next 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, depends. You know, there's a lot to do. There's birthdays, you know, there's anniversaries. You know, there's a lot to do over here, you know, cleaning up, you know, some houses over here, you know, and, you know, there's people around here that, you know, are alone. They're older people, and we're going to help them clean their houses. You know, we're going to go around, and we're going to help them clean their houses. That's part of the work we do. All the part of the work that I do, you know, help them fix their houses. You know, there's a lot of things that I do that probably you don't know about, but it's always to help somebody else. It's always to help someone else. But it makes me feel good, you know. A lot of these older folks, you know, can't do it. You know, so our family members go over and help. Clean their house, dust their house, vacuum their house, you know, throw out things that they don't want, throw out garbage, donate things like we do here in my house, you know. You know, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. When we go back to Staten Island, I'm going to have a much cleaner house, a much less cluttered house. And we want to make those houses just as decluttered. So whatever I do for somebody, I do out of my heart, out of my soul. You know, I say, I'm going to do it. Why not? You know, a lot of these older people, like I said, they don't have family members to come do it. So we're there to do it. We're going to clean out houses. We're going to donate stuff to the veterans, to the first responders, like we do every year. You know, we usually do a nice coat drive in the winter. We do a short drive in the summer. You know, we do a t-shirt drive in the summer. And we do a sweatshirt drive and a hoodie drive in the winter. And we do a lot of different things. I'm there for some. I'm not there for others. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm always got a hand in what the family's doing. You know? It may not amount to much money. It amounts to a lot of smiles and a lot of helped people. So not only do I help the veterans, I help old people. I help children, you know. I save children a lot of the times, you know, who are in bad homes. You know, so when it comes down to it, I'm always, always, always got my hand somewhere and always doing something. And that's why I need to concentrate on what I'm doing now. Right? Because I'm usually doing something else for everybody else in the world but me. And I have dreams and goals. I just want people to understand they're not being left behind. They're not saying, you know, I'm not saying to them, please leave my life. I'm saying to them, I'll be back soon. You're still my friend. I still love you. But guess what? I need to concentrate on what I need to concentrate on. I need to do more work for me and what I want to do and what my goals and dreams are. And then maybe I'll go back to my extracurricular activities when I have more time. Now, understand, I let everybody into my life. People pull themselves out of my circle. And there have been many people that pull themselves out of my circle. The circle that I have now is a pretty strong circle of friends, you know. And I'm holding on to them tight. I'm trying to hold on to them tight. And my circle of friends are very important to me. And it's not only my friends, you know, but it's certain family members too. You know, not all family members in my family are in my circle. And that's normal. And we have to keep in mind, not all family members need to be in your circle. You could kick a family member out of your circle. I have. And I'm not ashamed or guilty about it. It's important and imperative to understand that your circle is built by you. And if you don't want somebody there, it's time to move on from that person. But everybody in my circle right now, I want to keep. They are awesome people. They are people that I care about. There's not one of them I would like to get rid of. I made so many awesome friends on the internet, on the old app called Periscope. And then on the new apps that I'm on, too, I made a lot of great friends, a lot of awesome long-time friends. I just need people to respect me for my decision to be busy and do things for me. That's it. I would respect them if they wanted to do the same, which I respect their projects. I respect their radio shows. I respect their music. I respect what they do, and I support what they do. And I watch what they do. And guess what? They got good shit. They got good stuff. Good information. I will always support them, and I will always promote them. I just don't have time to be around at the moment. And right now on vacation, boy, it feels good. Boy, it feels good to be lost in the woods, in a different type of woods, though. That's right. This is not the upstate New York woods, ladies and gentlemen. This is a different type of woods. That's right. Different family members, different woods. That's right. Most of my family members love the woods. That's right. And like I said, there's different frolicking animals over here that I watch every day. That's right. That's right. Different frolicking animals every single day. And the trees are different. And the land is different. And there's a lake. And there's a river. That's right. The lake, the river that leads into the lake. And there's a path through the woods. There's hills. I like hills. Hills are fun. There's caves. There wasn't caves upstate New York. There's caves here. That's right. I don't know. Should I venture into a cave? I may not come out. I might get lost in the cave. I don't know. Sometimes in upstate New York, I got lost in the woods. Now I might get lost in the cave. You guys want me to get lost in the cave? You guys want me to get lost in the cave? I could if you want me to. Oh, man, I tell you. No, but there's caves. There's caves. And like I said, there's hills. Hills are fun. Hills are fun to scale. Now, with my injury, I'm not going to scale any hills. No. With my RSD-CRPS, I don't think I could scale a hill anymore. But it'll be fun to just follow the path up the hill and take a walk up the path, up the hill, instead of scaling the hill. When I was younger, I scaled the hill. Not now. There are a lot of interesting evergreen trees. I love evergreen trees, and the smell of evergreen trees is a distinct smell. I love the smell of evergreens. This is just a couple of times where I sat under an evergreen tree, and I just smelt the evergreen tree for hours, and it was great. It was so relaxing. Sitting under a tree, reading a book. You ever think about that? Sitting under a tree, reading a book. How relaxing that is. I've done it. Sitting under an evergreen, reading a book. I've done it. There's all different types of animals. All different types of insects. That's right, different insects that we've never seen before. Different spiders, big-ass spiders, scary-looking spiders. That's right. And no, I don't kill spiders. I jump away from them. I'm not a spider killer. I'd rather not even look at one. I'd rather not even look at one, honestly. That's right. But there's deer there. Yes, there's frogs in the pond, in the sea, in the pond. It's not really a sea, it's a pond. And there's lily pads in the pond. There's a lot of goldfish in the pond coming from the river. So the river basically leads into the pond. And when you're walking down the path, you're walking, you know, with the river, right? The river is going downhill right into the pond, you know, adding water to the pond, you know. And that's why when it rains, it overflows. And the pond gets bigger. And the pond gets bigger. And the pond gets bigger. That's right. An ever-growing pond. It's amazing. During rainy season, it's a big-ass pond. Then it goes down to a really small pond. You know, like during the summertime when there's no rain, when there's no water to be found, it pretty much dries up, you know, to a small pond. you know. And pond isn't that deep. I mean, it's like maybe 8 feet, 10 feet deep. It's not that deep, you know. But there's all kinds of cute fish in there. Frogs. Turtles. Turtles. That's right, turtles. It's always fun watching a turtle go from one side of the house to the other. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, watching a turtle from going one end of the house to the other. That'll take a full day and a half, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's kind of funny. Oh, my God. Watching the turtle from the right side of the house. About 6 p.m. It's not even to the middle yet. And then I'm still out there at 10 p.m. It's not even to the middle yet. I go to bed. I wake up. It's not even, it's past the middle. It's just past the middle. So it could take at least 2 days for a damn turtle to go from one side of the house to the other side of the house. It's amazing. If you focus, you'll see. If you don't focus, well, you'll miss a lot. There's also a lot of nests in the trees. I love birds. There's a lot of nests in the trees, you know, where I am here. I mean, there were nests in the trees upstate New York, but where I am now, there's a lot of nests, and there's a lot of webs. That's right, a lot of spider webs. That's right, big-ass spider webs. That's right. Up in the trees, you can see the spider webs. It's actually a beautiful work of art. The way they build their spider webs, it's amazing. It's like a work of art sometimes. I took a picture of a few of these spider webs. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. Love spider webs. There's nothing like that where I live. It's amazing. I've taken pictures of many of beautiful spider webs. Now, I'd rather not see the spider because it's big-ass spiders, but I wouldn't mind looking at their web because it's a beautiful work of art. Most certainly is. You know, there's a lot of different types of art in the woods. Spider webs. The way birds build their nests could be considered art sometimes, because they build their nests for their eggs in a lot of different ways. You know, some are deeper than others. You know, some are bigger than others. Depends on the type of bird. There's hawks where my family lives. And they're big-ass nests. I've seen a hawk's nest. Man, I wouldn't screw with hawk's nests. That's right. They're big-ass nests. And they're deep nests. I guess to put the eggs deeper than usual, they're deep. So they're big and they're deep, you know, and it's like a work of art, seriously. I don't know how they do it, you know, with just their wings and their beak. I don't know how they put that shit together, but it's really interesting. They don't have hands. They don't have legs. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. It's amazing. You know, and then the lily pads are always a work of art. You know, where they are in the water, the lily pads floating around in the water, the frogs on the lily pads, some big frogs, some small frogs, bullfrogs, you You know, little green ones, little red ones, little yellow ones. It's amazing. It's amazing how many different colors there are. And then the turtles, of course. Now, what do turtles do that is a work of art? Really nothing. You know, but what a turtle can do is walk really slow, you know, and get to the other side in 2 hours. You know, so it has a hard shell. You know, I've actually picked up a turtle before. It has a hard shell, very tough to penetrate. There's only few animals that could actually penetrate a turtle shell or a tortoise shell. Now, keep in mind, a tortoise is a big turtle. Oh, huge turtle. A tortoise is a huge turtle, basically, with a huge shell, you know. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the shell itself could be a work of art. Because you look at the shell and it has all these curvatures and all these designs in the shell. It's beautiful. So when you look at a turtle, you can see artwork, you know. Turtle isn't that interesting, you know. A tortoise isn't that interesting, you know, because they walk slow as shit, right? But if you look at the shell, each turtle has a different, unique shell shape and shell design. It's amazing. It's amazing. So that's a little bit about nature for you. And we got about 10 minutes till Jesus rises from the grave. Right, 10 minutes. And then we're going to say a little prayer. And we're going to let you go. Because I got to wake up early tomorrow to go and eat, yeah, Easter brunch, you might say. Easter brunch with the family. That's right. Yes, and guess where we're going? We're going to the best dim sum place where we are. That's right, we're going to eat dim sum. Ever eat dim sum? Dim sum is great. Last week I had dim sum. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to go to the best dim sum place. We are going to have some great dim sum. And then later on for dinner, we're going to have some great food too. So we're going to have a little brunch. And then we're going to have a little dinner. That's right. It's going to be good. Yep. So we're going to have two great meals. I mean, it depends on how much we stuff ourselves with dim sum. If we're going to have any room for dinner. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, it should be interesting. So that's going to be my Easter. Hope to send out some messages to everybody tomorrow. If I don't get to that, don't get mad. Don't say he doesn't love me no more. Don't get mad. But it would be nice to hear from you. I'm always sending the messages out. I would love to hear from you. That's right. But, yeah, I usually send my holiday messages out. Since we're going out more towards the morning, when I send my messages out, my messages will probably go out more towards the mid-afternoon tonight. So, like I said, I still love you. You may not get a message in the morning, but you'll get it sometime during the day. Or I might just not send messages at all. Joe is not sending happy Easter messages. Well, maybe I will. Depends on what we're doing. I have a full plan tomorrow. I'm hoping to get the messages out as early as possible to everyone. But, of course, if you're listening to the show, happy Easter, and that's your happy Easter message. That's right. So don't worry. I still love you. That's right. If you don't get a message, that doesn't mean I hate you. That's right. It means I'm busy. That's right. So, you know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready here for Jesus to rise from the grave. You know, I make it a spectacle on Christmas to put Jesus into the manger. And now, yeah, I made it a spectacle when Jesus rises from the grave that we say a little prayer on the show. That's right, because it's always on a Sunday, and my show is on a Saturday. It fits, and every year we've been doing that. Since COVID started, we've been doing it, you know, and it works out good. We need all the Jesus and God we could get on this earth, in our country, and in our world. What are you doing? And the last question I have, what are you doing to save your country? What are you doing to save your country? What are you doing to get your country back? What are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you sitting on your ass saying, oh, yeah, do this, do that, and you're not doing anything yourself? What are you doing to save your country? That's my last question to you. Are you doing anything? Are you bossing other people around, but you're doing shit? What are you doing? What are you doing? Look at the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing to save my country? If you're not doing anything, get your ass working. Get your ass out there to help your country. That's right. I don't want no excuses anymore. I'm done with the excuses. Get out there and save your country, people. It is time. I've been talking about this for fucking years. It's time to get out and save your country now. Do something for your country. We got 5 minutes, people, till Jesus rises from the grave. Amazing, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Jesus rose for all our sins. Just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. So, as we're winding up this show, I want everybody to have a really happy Easter with their families. No matter if you're with some of your family or all of your family, I'm with some of my family. Enjoy your Easter. This is supposed to be a joyous time. It's supposed to be a happy time because Jesus rose for our sins. This is the biggest calendar day of the year, ladies and gentlemen. This should be New Year's Day. Keep that in mind. That's how big this day is. Should be New Year's Day. So just keep that in mind. When you think about Easter, that it should be New Year's Day. And celebrate like it's New Year's Day. That's right. Enjoy and drink heartily and eat heartily and enjoy your families. Just remember the true meaning of Easter. Like we want to remember the true meaning of Christmas, there's the true meaning of Easter. Let's not forget the true meaning of Easter. That's important. You know, there's a meaning to basically every holiday that we have. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a holiday, would it? Right? Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Fourth of July. Everything has a meaning, right? Labor Day for the workers. Day off for the workers. Right? Every holiday has a meaning to it. Right? Thanksgiving. Every holiday has a meaning to it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a holiday. Right? It's true. 2 minutes, folks. 2 minutes. And then we'll close the show with a little prayer. And hope everybody enjoys their Easter and praises God and brings God into their heart and mind. We're going to let this show go on just a little bit past the 12 o'clock hour. I hope it lets me. Hope it shut me off right away. We'll see. I got 60 seconds according to The Voice. The Voice told me I have 60 seconds. Oh, man. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll be able to say my prayer and they won't kick me off. All right, folks. 1 minute. To happy Easter. And the countdown begins. Happy Easter, everyone. It is now 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for coming. Say a little prayer to God. Thank you, Lord, for dying for our sins on this day. And thank you for rising from the grave. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you so much for being you. Thank you for suffering on the cross for our sins. We appreciate you. We love you. We think about you every single day. We pray to you. We praise you. Lord, thank you for dying for our sins and rising up to forgive our sins. We appreciate you. Like I said, we know you suffered a lot. But it was worth every suffer. It was worth through the suffering. It was worth that you suffered for us, Lord, because you helped forgive our sins. You helped us thrive in our lives. We allow you into our hearts. We allow you into our souls. And we look for you every single day. We need more of you on earth, Lord. We need more of you in this world, oh Lord. And we need more of you in this country, Lord, in our schools, in our hearts, in our families, in our churches, in our institutions. Lord, we need you in every sector of life. Thank you for dying for our sins and forgiving our sins when you rose from the grave. God bless you. God keep you, and Godspeed. Love you, Lord. Thank you so much. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have a great one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of here. Enjoy your Easter, and we'll see you next time. God bless.